Gino Toretta, the great Gabagool, the big tortellini, the Heisman Trophy winner. He joins us on Thursdays to talk football, and you'll hear Gino all season long on Touchdown Radio as well. His first broadcast is September 5th, UCLA and Cal. Canes, of course, open their season Friday, September 4th at Stanford, and Gino is brought to us each week by the Plumbers Local 519. Local 519 members are proud supporters of South Florida, the Miami Hurricanes, and the community. For more than a century, Local 519 has been protecting the health of our communities while building South Florida. So if you're ready to build a career you can be proud of, join the next generation of skilled union professionals at UA Plumbers Local 519. What's up, Big Tortellini? You got CNBC on behind
I might have to sneak over to the Kane Stanford game. That's just in the South Bay. I'll be over in the East Bay.
I feel like that was part of your planning when you chose the UCLA Cal game.
No, it was more to go see my mom.
Well, I know you do a bunch of West Coast games because you want to get back home, but works out fortuitously.
It was more to see my mom. It's a 10:30 time slot, so there's not a lot of live Hawkman and Crowder and Solana programming at that point in time. So maybe QAM will take the game. And I to be honest, Hawk, I knew Miami played on an off day that weekend. And I just kind of didn't put it together that they're playing
Stanford. Works out perfectly. Yeah. What do you think? Yeah. I was reading something, and I know this is so early because the stuff like the Heisman hopefuls before the season start oftentimes never pan out. But I was reading an article on CanesWarning.com, and they were making a case for several Hurricanes as possible Heisman candidates. Three of them were Mark Fletcher, Malachi Toney, and of course Darian Mensah. Do you have, I know you're a Heisman winner, Heisman voter, do you have early thoughts on, like, who you're targeting as potential Heisman winners?
No, I mean, to be honest with you, I don't really even think about it until maybe the end of October. And then what I'll kind of do is group quarterbacks together, wideouts, defensive players. I'll group them together and then say, okay, of the best wide receivers – versus the best quarterbacks, who has performed the best in big games, and then put together my list. I mean, a lot of times who I vote for is not, you know, what the three or four that come to New York, because I more vote with my eyes on, hey, if I'm at, you know, a Michigan Ohio State game and a Michigan guy balls out, then you know what, he's up for it. He had the pressure on. And he performed. But, I would say this. Those three guys in Miami, yes, they are all, you know, could have great seasons. I would say this. If one of them has that season, if Fletcher has the season to win the Heisman, Darian Mensah is not going to be in the discussion for the Heisman. I mean, it's just there's not enough footballs to go around. There's not enough offense. You can't have a running back 1,500 yards, 2,000 yards, and then have a quarterback throw for 3,500 to 4,000. It's just not possible. If Fletcher has a game, it probably takes Malachi Toney out of it, unless maybe he returns three punts or kickoffs for touchdowns. So, you know, that's just knowing football. But of all those guys, can they put together a season? I'm sure they could. They're all that talented. And you're right. Like people saying, well, this is who's going to win the Heisman now. I mean, that's like last year. What was it? 12 teams. And the top 15 lost in like week one last year. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, the rankings don't mean anything. Who's the Heisman front runner right now? You want to be the Heisman front runner? The ballots are sent in the first week of December. That's when you right. want to be the front runner.
And you know, with that, with having a vote, with being a prior Heisman and having that vote, like I think Bain is better at defensive end than Fernando Mendoza was at quarterback. But then is it impact? Like, there's so many things that go into it. When there's a committee, now you're talking about it where it's a la carte, it's guy to guy, where they're not looking at it like that. And, like, how do you – like you're saying, you look at the receivers, look at the quarterbacks. Jeremiah Smith is better at receiver than probably every quarterback is at quarterback in the nation.
Right. Well, look at Ndamukong Suh. I mean, you played with him. I mean, like, he was dominant. I mean, he almost single-handedly won the Big 12 championship game. that was right before voting, and he almost won the Heisman because he had a great year, and then he was just a home wrecker in the conference championship game. People think it's very easy to vote for the Heisman, and I would say this. Our ballot is it's six lines. It's name, blank line, school, blank line. 1, 2, 3. You think that makes it easy. It's not easy because it's not, hey, you got to pick the best, you got to pick the top quarterback, you got to pick the top receiver. It's, in my eyes, who is the most outstanding player. And that's why I said, like, I can remember, heck, I think you might have been in school still. I remember voting for Glenn Dorsey because I remember watching him play. I'm like, I saw him play like two or three times in person. There wasn't a single person that could block him. He was Warren Sapp dominant inside. And he was unbelievable. So, but that's me, and that's where I don't necessarily go by watching the stuff on TV. Well, this is who's going to win. I whoever wins, they're, you know, great addition to our fraternity. But I don't vote based on who I think's going to win. I vote on who I think I've seen is the most outstanding player in college football. And I don't really care if that's a defensive guy, a return guy, or multi-side guy like Travis Hunter. I mean, that's just kind of how I look at it. And I know not everybody does that, because I think some people think, I want to say I voted for the Heisman Trophy winner.
Right, I want to get like, it right.
People are like, who'd you vote for? I'm like, to be honest, I don't even know. And I'm not going to tell you anyway, because right. Like, I don't want – if I didn't vote for the winner, I don't want him to think, hey, man, why did you vote for me?
So. I'm looking at the results of your Heisman race, 1992. Do you know who Geno beat, Crowder, Solana?
I do not.
Some bum.
Two average running backs.
Some bum.
Maybe I would say this. Let me put it to you this way, Crowder. Probably the best running back receiver the NFL's ever seen. Combo.
Running.
Wow. I
runner and receiver.
I don't know. What,
Marshall Faulk.
I was going to say Faulk.
You beat Faulk?
Faulk was two and Garrison Hurst was three.
Yeah.
I think I'm trying to think who was four.
Florida State.
I think Brooks was up there for
Notre
Dame.
He was fifth. Reggie Brooks was fifth. It was an FSU Bettis guy.
Heck, Michael Barrow was in the top
fourth.
10
fourth was Marvin Jones from FSU.
Marvin Jones.
Yeah. Wow.
So Geno ended up with 310 first place votes. Marshall Faulk got 164 first place votes.
Huh. And that's where we're both having great seasons. He got hurt. He missed the last two games. He missed a game. We played against them the very last game of the year. It was supposed to be, you know, whoever performed in that game, hey, had the, you know, final feather in the cap before the Heisman, and he didn't get a chance.
Did you
to
go
play
into the season as a Heisman game. Hopeful? Were you talked about before the season started?
No, not at all. Did I think, listen, I thought we won the championship in 91. I wasn't even the preseason All-American quarterback going into 92. And I'm like, well, isn't the goal to win the game? Like Marvin Lewis, the goal is to win the game. And then probably after we played Arizona, who was top five defensively, Penn State and Florida State all in a row. And I remember at that point, people saying nationally in the papers and the media – was if they can get through that stretch, it'll be because I had good games and I led us to victory and I'd have a chance at that point in time. I can remember that. I thought I had a chance after 91 where I'm like going, we're going to win them all again. I'm going to be the quarterback. I'm going to be the one putting up numbers and I think I'll have a chance. But you don't know because you don't – there's 900 people that vote. Like people get mad at a kid. You know, and people are like, oh, you shouldn't have won. I'm like, okay, I didn't vote. And I'm not one of those 900 people that voted for me. Yeah. So you know what? Talk to them.
Was there a moment, Geno?
Let me shout out my trophy here.
Was there a moment in 92 when you were like, oh yeah, I got these boys?
Because Marshall and I and Garrison had an unbelievable year at Georgia. And there really wasn't. And I remember Corso, you know, saying, hey, I think Toretta's going to win. I mean, that I'm sure that helped. But there wasn't a time where until they opened that envelope and said my name, you don't know. And
that room thinking I'm the front runner and I'm coming out of here with this trophy.
I will tell you this. So I barely made it there. I was in Kentucky the night before for the Johnny Unitas Award. There was an ice storm in New York. I flew out at like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, got there, no hot water in the DAC, old building, took a freezing cold shower, ran downstairs and the 13th floor. And the USA Today, that was back when they, remember it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday paper.
Yeah.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it said I was going to win. It was like, hey, here's the front runner. They had interviewed people and this. So I had that, or at least that was out there. So I took out an index card, I don't know, probably Friday, and wrote like some notes. If I win, I want to make sure I thank these people. We sat there. NBC was doing the telecast. O.J. Simpson was one of the hosts of the show. And the Dolphins-Bills game in Buffalo, Marino and Kelly, went overtime. So it was live, but we couldn't go on.
You're
until
just
their
waiting
game
was and waiting so
like,
and waiting.
Like, not only you're nervous, like, I walk in, have no idea. You don't know if you're going to win. I'm the last person, like, to walk in the Heisman room, and it's the three of us on stage. And, you know, we're sitting there talking, and I had obviously met the guys before, and Garrison, I'm like at the end. Garrison was in the middle and Marshall was on the other end. And Garrison goes, well, what are you doing after this? And I said, well, what do you mean? What am I doing after this? I'm like, I go, what if you win? You don't have a speech? I go, I got a speech. He goes, you have a speech? I go, yeah. I'm like, I'm preparing that I won. If I don't, then I'm throwing it away.
Garrison Hirst was just planning on going to Applebee's or something if anybody wanted to go.
Yeah, I was like, it was almost like, hey, do you want to go out in New York City after this? And I'm like going, dude, I don't even know. I just got here.
I think I might have media to do. I don't think I can go sightseeing.
I'm like, did you read the paper?
I might have a chance. You
know? So, exactly. So they're saying there's a chance. Yeah. But then the game comes back. You know, it was just crazy. I was watching Marino and Kelly, and they're in the snow, and we're waiting. And that was as soon as the game was over, they come live. You know, here's NBC coming in live. And they do a half-hour show, and until they open that envelope, nobody in that room knew.
When you heard your name, when they said, and the Heisman Trophy goes to this year, and you heard your name, like, did you have that, you know, moment where people talk about that all the work I put in, it all came to fruition in this moment, all the early mornings and the late nights and the watching what I eat when all my friends were eating pizzas and...
I don't know if it's relief, like that it's over and you won. And all I remember is my mom screamed.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Like audibly, like something was going down and wrong. I got up and I shook Garrison's hand, shook Marshall's hand. And went up there and kind of at that point, it's just like a blur. I mean, think about it. You're a 20-some-year-old kid, and you're just you won something that's, you know, forever going to be with you.
Change your life. You can never take away, I'm a Heisman Trophy winner. You know, that's like, 100%. I mean, the pinnacle, right? The best college football player.
Hawk, the whole weekend, the other winners are like, you don't realize what you've done. Now you will. You know, and it's like as you – go through, you know, the seasons and, you know, you're 10 years after and 15 and 25 years after, and you're still, you know, talked about it. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's you're part of history. I mean, I just, you know, I have so many great memories being up there, whether it's seeing my daughter sit next to Earl Campbell when he couldn't get on the stage and she was probably 5 or 6, somewhere in there, had her American Girl doll. She's telling Earl Campbell and showing him like her doll, like on the TV show. And I'm sitting there just watching her smiling, you know, and being, I remember one year, like the Raiders, obviously growing up the West Coast, the Raiders were like, you know, they were, they were successful. They were awesome. And like Marcus was obvious. Mark Salas was a star. And I remember like seeing him, and Marcus isn't there every year in New York. And I just, hey, Marcus, how you doing? It's Gino. And he looked at me like, and he was like, I know who you are. And I'm like, man, you know what I mean? I'm like, you know, I don't know. I'm just, you know.
But like, yeah, wild. Yeah. Marcus Allen knows who I am. Like that.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm like, yeah, but Marcus, I haven't seen you in probably 4 or 5 years. I don't know. You know, I just kind of do that, but. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Gino, we see you on the TV commercials. We know.
The Heisman House.
I didn't get picked this year. I don't get to cash some checks.
You didn't get put in the Heisman House?
No. That's right up my alley.
No. Hey, I will tell you this, Channing. That's why you got to join the union. Whether it's the 519, the Plumbers, the Screen Actors Guild, because them extra envelopes coming in the mail. I was like, what are these from? Those are union checks.
The union's working for you.
I learned how to take pictures of checks now on your phone and cash them. It's amazing. You know what? I gotta do it.
You're like those kids. Like if I give my daughter cash, she's like, "What am I gonna do with this?" I'm like, "You use it."
You don't still go to go to the bank branch, Gino, to cash a check.
You know what? I went today. I went to the drive-thru. Because I had my $287 check from all the number 13 Toretta Heisman jerseys that were sold last year. I got $287, so I went to the bank and I cashed it. Yes.
Yeah, let's get to talk to the teller, human interaction. Yeah.
I know my account number. I write it on top. I said my account number is right at the top of that check. Put deposit only on the back. And I go in there and physically cash it.
Who the hell's buying a number 13 Toretta jersey in 2025 and 26?
Bro, they made Heisman jerseys for all of us.
But people are buying yours.
Yeah, they have them at Dick's Sporting Goods down the street. You know,
he's a hater, Gino. Don't answer his questions, Gino. I need some more to this story, Gino. So
what's up?
Did you and Garrison Hurst go out and give out some big tortellini that night? What happened after you won the
great gabagool?
That was a blur. There was so much media at that point in time, and then I definitely drank some Cold Coors Lights. I know that.
You've got to be the toast of the town, right? When you win the Heisman Trophy, and you've got all the previous Heisman Trophy winners who are there. And they're welcome.
In town, there was 6 inches of ice on every car outside. It was like an apocalyptic scene when I got to New York. I was like, what is an ice storm? And you're like, cars are like solid ice cube over the top of them. So, yeah, it was.
Think about it, though. And then, he's part of a fraternity that literally lets one person in per year. I mean, that's really like, you think of Masters, you think of Super Bowl MVP, right? Like, it has to be just one person every year.
You know what it is? It's like you're part of history, but you had that magical season, and things worked. Like, you know, listen, I wasn't a front runner at the start of the season. And I'm sure a lot of the guys, Mark Ingram, I know he wasn't a front runner when he started the season at Alabama. I mean, you know, so there's lots of guys, you're not the front runner. And there are so many things, I would say, like not in a winner's control, where it's just like, yeah, you can have a great season. I mean, Cam Ward had a great season, the best season a UM quarterback could have. And has ever had, but other things and a couple more victories he didn't have, so that everything didn't come together. So I think there are so many things that come together for each of us, and we've all won the award. When we're, I'd take Wanky out of it, we're all 21 to, you know, 23 years old, or 20 to 23 years old. So
what wild, I love talking about that stuff, Gino Toretta, but we're out of time, but Solana has a joke. Go ahead, Solana, before we have to wrap things up.
You ready for this one, Gino?
Yeah, I am. By the way, this, you know what? You got to work on that camera angle. It's just, it's not good. It's like I'm looking like right at the top of your forehead. And
you can't miss his forehead.
I know. That's why I'm like, oh, my.
Boy, hey, he's
my,
getting torched for the forehead on the chat today. And Jim Larinaga, he's already signed in. He goes after him on the forehead.
Like, do you live in Miami or do you not see the sun? Like, back that up. Like, I'll send you some self-tanner and put it on your face. I mean, you are Latin, right?
Gino, do you see your own forehead on the camera? Because your forehead is significantly bigger than me. I mean,
I know, but I don't put the camera angle like this. Like, seriously? I know you don't, but it looks like, and Hawk will remember this, the spray hair paint. It looks like you got spray hair
paint.
It's
just bad lighting, Gino. It's bad. We have bad lighting.
Your face is so white. And
you're
your
the
so dark.
You're the white Carlos Boozer.
All right.
Now kill him with a joke, Solana. Like, he just completely undercut you.
By the way, I was in the studio on Monday. I didn't see any of you there.
I'm not even mad, because the whole segment, all I was thinking was, how the hell did this bum beat Marshall Faulk for the Heisman?
Hey, Gino. Hey, Solana, you ain't the first, and you ain't going to be the last.
Gino, why couldn't the pasta unlock the door?
Because it didn't have the key.
Gnocchis.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Great joke.
I have a book here.
Come on, Gino. Don't be upsetty. Eat some spaghetti, brother.
Hey,
come on.
That's in my dad jokes book.
That
I know.
Is
that's
a
in my dad
great
joke.
Dad
joke.
Day. Gnocchi. That is a Gnocchi. Great joke.
ZD, what I did there?
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. He joins us on Thursdays, courtesy of our friends at the Plumbers Local 519. If you're graduating high school or changing careers or know someone looking for a future with purpose, excellent training, and real opportunity, now is the time to take a serious look at UA Plumbers Local 519. Thank you, Gino. That was fun.
That is an excellent fade you got, Solana, though. I like it. High and tight.
Deep. High and
deep
tight.
Fade.
High and tight. We'll talk to you next
That's
week, Gino. We'll talk to you next week. There you go. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner.